From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kenya braces as election results are to be announced.
We therefore invite the presidential candidates for the announcements of the results and declaration at 3:30 p.m. today. Thank you.
The voice of Consolata Nkatha Buchemena. She's the vice chairperson for the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission. 3:30 in Kenya, just over a half an hour away. Will the Election Commission declare incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta the winner of last week's vote? Opposition leader Raila Odinga on Sunday demanded a new presidential election in 90 days, saying the country is in grave danger from political violence. Washington is doing a bit of bracing of its own today for today's potential announcement of the first criminal charges linked to Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. It's being reported by various news agencies that a Washington-based federal grand jury approved charges in the probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Now, he's been looking into the possibility that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Speculation is that one of the indictments may be handed down to the former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Adam Schiff is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee.
If it is Paul Manafort, and he has apparently told others that he expects to be indicted, it may help us answer one very central question in the investigation, and that is, we know that the Russian government, through intermediaries, was reaching out to the Trump campaign, reaching out to Paul Manafort and others, and offering information on Hillary Clinton they thought would help the Trump campaign. The question is, who gave what to whom as a result of these overtures?
This is VOA News. The head of the United Nations Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has been carrying out its commitments made under a landmark nuclear deal with world powers. The announcement comes on the heels of a dispute between Washington and Iran over President Trump's decision this month not to certify Tehran's compliance with the nuclear deal. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is calling for calm and respect for the law in the northern Kurdistan region a day after its leader announced he was stepping down as president. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani used a televised speech Sunday to say he would resign effective November the 1st. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and currently a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He tells VOA that Barzani had no other choice but to resign.
Because if he steps down, then that will open the door to the step of annulling the referendum vote, because that is the demand of both the Abadi government in Baghdad and all of the neighbors.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has called the Kurdish independence referendum vote illegal. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans took to the streets of Barcelona on Sunday to voice their opposition to the region's declaration of independence amid vast political uncertainty for the region in northeast Spain. Catalonia's political leadership was fired Saturday by central authorities in Madrid, who are trying to blame the worst political crisis in Spain has seen in decades. Not long ago, Catalonia held an independence referendum, which had low voter turnout and was declared illegal by Madrid. Stephen King is a Catalan scholar at Monash University. He tells VOA that there are broad divisions among Catalans about independence.
The region has been divided, and this is in some ways, the problem that not having the referendum or not recognizing the referendum has caused, because now we see those people who did not vote in the referendum take to the streets in support of being within Spain.
Madrid has said that it wants Catalonia to hold elections in December to choose new leadership for the region. The World Economic Forum says U.S. tech firms such as Facebook and Twitter should be more aggressive in tackling extremism and political misinformation if they want to avoid government action. A report from the World Economic Forum's Human Rights Council warns tech companies risk government regulation that would limit freedom of speech unless they assume a more active self-governance role. It recommends the companies conduct more thorough internal reviews of how their services can be misused and that they put in place more human oversight of content. The German parliament in June approved a plan to fine social media networks up to 50 million euros if they fail to remove hateful postings promptly. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.